Hey there, everyone. This is Ray Higdon, and today I have a special guest with me, and we're going to be talking about prospecting, how to connect with people wherever you are in a fairly easy manner, and get some tips from someone that, you know, I've met a lot of people in network marketing, and this guy, you know, the gentleman I'm going to bring on here might be just one of the very best I've ever met that can get the contact information of about anybody, and just totally awesome. So I thought I'd bring him on here, share with you guys some value. I think you'll really, really get a kick out of him and his story. And so I'm going to bring on my good friend, Derek Benson. Derek, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing excellent. Thank you so much for having me here, Ray.
Awesome. And yeah, you guys can't see him obviously in this conference, this audio recording, but the dude's like, what are you, 6'7"?
6'7", yeah. 6'7". Or 5'19".
Yeah, 5'19". The guy's 5'19", and just a presence. So just awesome. And, you know, Derek, you're one of those success stories. You know, you've made millions in network marketing, been in the industry 24 years. Can you tell, and some of you, maybe you heard our interview. I did a little interview with him on the Home Business Radio Network. You may have heard that, but Derek, why is now such a great time for network marketing, would you say?
Oh man, it's with the economy and the way it is today, you know, people are looking something. Let's look at some of the major concerns in our society today. One of them is obviously money. You know, unfortunately, the baby boomers is the largest group of people that are moving through, you know, the game of life, I call it. Mm-hmm. And what are their desires? You know, their major desire is they want to make sure they have enough money at retirement.
Right.
And unfortunately, with what's going on with our economy and what's happened in the past, and a lot of them's lost over half of their retirement because, you know, in the stock market and all that, that people are open. And it's just a matter of looking for people that are looking for something that they could set themselves up at retirement so they don't have to rely on social insecurity, mm-hmm. you know? And so That's what we have here.
Yeah. So it's interesting. And, you know, I mean, my audience, I don't know that I have a ton of people that, that necessarily buy into the jobs are great philosophy. But I do have, you know, people that are entrepreneurs and maybe started their own business. Why network marketing over starting your own business? I mean, you know, don't you own your own business versus in network marketing, you're just part of a company, or what's your thoughts there?
Well, and fortunately in network marketing, this is my belief, and I challenge anyone to prove it wrong, is that network marketing emulates the free enterprise system to the core. Mm-hmm. I mean, stop and think. It's, in my opinion, it's the greatest business model ever developed because it's a business model of people helping people.
Nice.
As a team. So there's not one individual trying to go out in life and become an individual superstar. It's a group of people. And as you know as well as I do, two minds are better than one, that you can bounce ideas off one another and come up some with amazing things. And so that's what's neat about this industry, is that people are helping people, and we're able to leverage our learnings off one another and work with one another and work together as a team and create some amazing things. So far as network marketing, you know, it's like anything in life. If you want to become successful in anything in life, chances are there's someone that's already done that. Okay.
Right.
And you might have a little twist as whatever you want to do in life, but I highly suggest seek out someone that has done something you would like to do and learn from them. And to go ahead and, you know, that's what network marketing is. The industry has a vested interest in anybody's success that's looking at it, and they're going to teach you exactly what you need to do to create the income and lifestyle that you desire. And small business and large business, they don't offer that. They're not going to show you how to create the lifestyle that you truly desire. They're just going to pay you enough so you
stick
around.
They want you to show up.
Yeah, they want you to show up, exactly.
Not go away.
Uh-huh. And, you know, like, they're going to pay you just enough to stick around. You're going to work just hard enough so they don't fire you.
Right.
Whereas this is something. But it does require discipline, and that's what I'm seeing. The number one challenge is most people are used to working for corporate America, and they haven't developed the self-discipline. Everybody has it. It's just a matter of if they exercise it or not. Okay. Some people might say, I'm not disciplined. Oh, yes, you are if you decide to be disciplined
right. And
find out how to do it. So
that's powerful. So, you know, with your, I mean, just hearing your conviction on this industry, I assume you came on board and you just lit up the ranks. You flew up the boards. Was that your experience? As soon as you signed up, you probably had two people sign up in the next half hour, right? I mean, with that kind of conviction, that's what I assumed.
When I first started?
Oh, yeah.
In life? With network marketing?
Oh, sure.
My goodness. I almost quit.
Oh, is that right? Why would you do that?
Oh, man, yeah.
No one does that.
I was the type, you know, I had to work on my attitude, and this industry, I say the industry, I've done it myself, but they've inspired me to become the very best I can be in the industry, because that's what it's about. That's what life is about, is becoming the very best you can be. And so when I got introduced to the industry, I'm going to go out and do my, I know how to do this. This is going to be easy. So I literally, and I know the numbers because I kept track of how many, I talked to 42 people. And every single one of them said no. Mm. Every one.
So these are people that you knew, or
yeah, people I knew.
Okay.
Okay. I only talked to people I knew when I first. But that was my fault.
Right.
You know, hey, this thing doesn't work. You know, if this can work, I'm gonna make it work. Well, I didn't pay attention to how to make it work. I tried my own way, and I didn't follow the system that they shared with me. So I went.
And it's funny because you know you were in construction.
Yeah.
Now in construction. Did, before you knew anything, did you just go say, you know what, I'm going to go do it my own way? Or did you get trained?
Well, in construction, you know, I was a big guy, intimidated people. I intimidated the subcontractors to hurry up and get their work done.
Yeah.
You know, and you yell at people and you fire people and all
that
stuff. It was terrible,
yeah.
You know. And then I saw an industry, oh my goodness, here's an industry, a whole different approach on helping people or getting something out of people and helping them become all they can be is inspiring. Mm. And inspiring someone and helping them become the best they can be is a whole lot better than intimidating and threatening someone.
Sure.
And so it was night and day, and I chose, you know what, this is a much better way of living life to inspire people than to fire people and intimidate
nice.
Them.
Nice. So let's jump into the training. So you're someone, and we were talking last night, and you're here staying at my house, and you were saying that you believe that there's no one in the industry. I'm putting you on the stand here. No one in the industry that you believe is better at getting contact numbers and contact information from people than you. Why is that, or how do you see that?
Well, I want to, you know, I'm self-confidence talking there.
Okay.
There's a lot of, I mean, there's amazing people out there.
Don't backpedal on me.
It's the reason why I say that is this business is about developing your self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And those of you that are brand new to the industry, it's just a matter of, you know, Ray shared it with me last night. It hit home with me. And first of all, I appreciate it. Thank you for letting me stay here. You got an amazing house.
Oh, thank you. Goodness. My pleasure.
Yeah, this is awesome. But anyway, it's when you get started with this industry, the first thing you got to do is get your thinking straight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is the number one. If your thinking's not straight and you don't have the right attitude, I promise you, you will not become successful. You might not even do the business.
Right.
Okay. This whole game of life is nothing more than a mental game.
Right.
And so,
you know, I like what, just jump in for a second. I like what George Zalicki says. He says the thinker thinks, the prover proves.
Yeah.
And you know, if you think that you're going to fail at this business, you're going to prove it.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
That is true. And a lot of people say, "Well, I've shared it with five people, and they all said no. This person's probably going to say no too." Well, I promise you, if you say they are, they are.
Right.
You know, because they're going to see that when they talk to you.
That's right.
And so, what we have here is we have a business that you can write your own paycheck. You can get paid as much money as you want to get paid and earn, you know?
Right.
And so when you're offering people this business and the opportunity, it's how are you going to present it to them? You know, take a look at this. It might be for you. My mindset, this is for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people say this industry isn't for everyone. It's not for everyone that's not willing to put forth the work.
Right.
Okay. But anybody that is a giver, I call there's givers and takers in life. There's people that want to give, and there's people just want to take.
Right.
This is a giver's business.
Sure.
If you truly care about people, okay, and you want to help people, I don't believe there's a better industry. You know, I really don't.
So it sounds like to be able to get people to give you their information, you need to have your thinking straight. You need to have conviction that this is a good thing. This is something that is good. And then you're just gonna relay that vibration to them when you're connecting with them. That's what I'm hearing.
That's exactly right. And remember, you're offering them a chance to change their life. Mm-hmm. You know, we have people that really need money real bad. They love their job, but they're not earning enough money. And then mm-hmm. you have people that are earning a tremendous amount of money, but they have no time freedom whatsoever.
Right.
So if you're talking to somebody that has no time freedom, for example, I was at the gym the other day, and this gentleman that was an attorney was riding a life cycle next to me, and you know, hey, what allows you to work out at the gym at this time? And he says, oh, I'm an attorney, and I have very little time, so I try to squeeze in here when I can. Mm-hmm. And so he asked me, what do I do? And I said, I'm a home business development consultant. You know, I help people start and become successful in their own home-based business.
Nice. Good line. Did you guys catch that? That was good.
And so I asked him, I says, what's one thing that you really love about being an attorney? And he says, you know what? I'm the type of attorney that I like helping people. You know, I like to help the underdog that I know is innocent. You know, nice. If they're not innocent, if I have a slight instinct that they're, I'm not going to work with them, you know?
Nice.
And so he said that. And so I said, okay, well, great. He likes working with people. He likes helping people. I'm looking for that, you know? And the next thing I asked him is, what's one thing you dislike about being an attorney? Mm-hmm. And he says, it's very demanding and I don't have a whole lot of free time. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Bingo. You know, here's Absolutely. A guy that earns great income, but he doesn't have the time freedom. So I proceeded to ask him, I got a question for you. If there was a business model out there that you could apply your, part-time effort, you know, this is for something for people with very little time to spare. If you could apply your effort towards something that you could possibly realize, okay, in the next, let's say 12, 24 months, have an opportunity to replace the income that you're earning right now, but have the time, freedom, and enjoy it, and you can help people in a process, would you be interested in taking a look at that business model? And not everybody says yes right away, but he says, you know, yeah, I'd be interested in that. Mm. It was just, it's timing is everything. There's some people that maybe if he wasn't interested at that time, okay, I would say, you know what, it might be bad timing, but why don't we stay in contact?
Right.
And they say, well, you know, I'll stay in contact with you every 3 or 4 months. Mm-hmm. And the time, it might be different for you later on in life.
So he gave you his contact information.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. After we got done, I said, hey, you know, I'm going to work out after this. How long are you going to be here? And he told me, and before you leave, jot down your name and number. I'll give you a call, share about 5 minutes of information with you, and we'll see if we can't do some business together.
That's powerful. You know, a lot of times I think people, they come into the industry for a specific reason, and then they project their reason on everyone else. Mm-hmm. Like if you would have said to him, hey, would you want something that makes tons of money? Well, that's not really attractive to him. He's more attracted to the time. And so, you know, be aware when you're talking to people that money is not a driver of a large percentage of the people, but time definitely is. You know, time, freedom, spending more time with the people that they want and love. So that's powerful. That's a really great example. I know that you spent some time with my good friend, Chris Kent, and he was telling me that you guys were at a restaurant, you had a, you know, meal or whatever, and, you proceeded to, talk to the waitress, I believe. Can you share how that went down? 'Cause I was pretty impressed when I heard the story from Chris.
See, folks, if something's fun, who doesn't like to have fun? I mean, I believe we all exist for one thing, and that's to to trigger an emotion that we have as much as possible. That's why we exist, and that's the emotion of joy. Okay,
cool.
Why do we all exist? To be joyful, to have as much joy in our life as possible.
Yeah,
you know. And so I make it fun. You know,
nice.
It's just unfortunately, you know, our society. If you look at the news, the newspaper. they promote a lot of negativity. You know, right. Very rarely, you know, if you turn on the news, they're talking about all the challenges that we have in life and what's going on. You know, I'd like to have a TV station or a radio station talking about all the positive things in life to inspire people. So when you get off the radio or the TV watching, you feel great instead of depressed. You know, and some people watch it, look at it, watch it when they get up in the morning before they go to bed.
I know. Then the worst time.
It's terrible.
Right.
So it's... I to me it's fun, and I look at it again. It's the mindset. Mm-hmm. Okay, we have a business that everybody has a chance to create a lifestyle they truly desire, mm-hmm. and if you can have fun doing it, what's a better business model? And so, how often do people get complimented? You know, it's very rare.
It is.
People are faster on the trigger of putting someone down and saying something negative about a person and stop and think. A lot of people, unfortunately, their conversations are about negative things because of what they see on the news.
Sure.
So it's all about giving compliments. Whenever you possibly can, give someone a compliment.
Someone in the service industry.
Exactly. Yeah. Or wherever you're at. You know, go out of your way and help people and give them a compliment. And so... When I have a... Now, of course, they have to be doing a good job.
Right.
But the waitress, you know, for example, when Chris and I went out, she was doing an excellent job. And I go, you know what? Thank you so much for your service. Very rare do you have somebody that goes out of the way such as you are this evening. And she was a great waitress.
Nice.
And so I asked her, how long have you been working here? And she was working there for 3 years. And I go, let me ask you, are they paying you all the money you feel you deserve? And she kind of laughed. She goes, oh, I'd like to make pretty good money, but... So, you know, it's not really, you know.
Yeah, right.
And I go, okay. So she went and got some water and came back. So it's just I kind of dropped on her, you know, as she kept checking at the table. And so she came up to the table and she brings us our check. I go, I have a quick question here. I know you're at work, okay? But let me ask you something, okay? I'm going through an expansion right now and I'm looking for good quality people. And you might be somebody I'd be interested in based on the service you gave us tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be open to possibly looking at something, you know, you can start part-time, earn some part-time income, or, you know, might even work out to a complete career change and you could earn an incredible income. Would you be open to something like that? And she goes, yes, I would, without hesitation.
Nice.
So she goes...
And probably from, you know, giving her some compliments early on, if you just hit her with that right away, exactly. It might be a little awkward.
Yeah, you want to compliment people and again, you know, she... You have to give them a compliment so you show interest in them, you know? And so I said, well, go ahead and jot down your name and number. I know you're at work here, so, you know, I'll give you a call and share about 5 minutes of information with you. And then we'll see if, you know, we can work together on this. And she goes, great. And I said, you know what? Before you go, before we leave, I want to talk to your manager. And so she goes...
That's usually not a good thing.
No, most people, when you... Can I see the manager? It's a complaint, right?
Right.
And I said, she already... I usually do it the other way around, but I did it different with Chris. I said, I want to talk to your manager. You deserve a compliment.
Nice.
And she goes, oh, thanks. So she ran and got him.
Oh,
right?
Of course.
And it was a woman. And I said, you know what? It's Jennifer was her name. And I go, Jennifer, she did an excellent force tonight, excellent service. I want her to be recognized at your next meeting.
Nice.
And she goes, oh, well, thank you so much.
Now, was the waitress around when you were...
Yeah, oh, they always stand there when you do this.
Nice.
Because they want to hear what you're going to say.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know, she was around the corner, and I could see her looking through it. She was filling with the water glasses.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's fun doing this, right? And so the manager, oh, well, thank you so much. And I said, obviously, it's a direct reflection of the management. So you must be an excellent manager. That's correct, isn't
it? Nice.
And she goes, oh, thank you so much. Yeah.
Nice. That's awesome.
And I go, so how long have you been the manager here? And she goes, you know what? I actually just started about 2 months ago. I was a bartender. And she just started offering her information. A lot of times they'll do that. And I go, great. Hey, you know what? I'm going through expansion. And I'm looking for some good people that have management background. And obviously you're new. And obviously you're doing a good job because, you know, we're having a great experience here.
Sure.
You know. And I asked her, I said, you keep your options open when it comes to earning some extra income. So I always say something different, whatever pops out, you know.
Right.
And she goes, without hesitation, yes. Okay. Now, some people, you know, it's not always that easy, you know, but I just happened to, you know, it's within 10 minutes, you know, these two people were interested. And so I told her, well, go ahead and jot down your name and number. And she goes, I'll give you my email address too. And I didn't even ask for it. I always do, but she offered it. And so I said, you know, I know you're at work, you're busy right now. I'll go ahead and give you a call over the next couple of days, talk to you about 5 minutes, and tell you a little about who we are and what we do and the type of person we're looking for, and we'll see if we can't do something together here.
Sure.
And that's what I shared with her.
So what, just to take it one step further, so how would you follow up with these contacts that you get over time while you're out? How do you follow up with them? What does that look like?
Yeah, I go ahead. I call them back on the phone. First thing I do is compliment them again, okay, and make them feel good. And then I go through, you know, what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tell them that I partnered up with this company and. Okay. And I told him that, for the last 2.5 years, I've done some research and I decided to partner up with this company, and we're in home business development consulting, and we're currently working on a national international project. And there's a whole lot of money involved long-term for the right type of people.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I'm looking. I'm looking to plug people into our mentorship program.
Nice.
And so you'll work directly with me. I'll show you exactly what you need to do. And what I'm going to do, one-on-one interviews are entirely too time-consuming, so I've went ahead and put together a website, and I'll lead you to it. It'll tell you who we are, what we do, and what we're looking for. And is that something, it'll take about 20, 25 minutes to go through. Is that something you're going to do in the next couple hours, later on today or tomorrow morning? And I want a specific time they're going to be doing it, because I want to talk to them right after they go through it. And so, because that's when they're excited, you know, if they're the right person. And so then they'll say, oh, I'm on tonight. Okay, I'll look at it tonight. Okay, what time? About 6, 7, what time are you going to take a look at it? Because I want to talk to you right after you go through it and answer any questions you have. Make sure you're in an area and you're not going to get distracted. Have a pad and pen down. Write down any questions you have. And I'll call you back and I'll answer those questions for you. And then we'll talk about the possibilities that could exist between us. Fair enough? And then that's what I do. And then I'll call them back.
So, you know, up to this point, I'm just curious, because at no part that I've caught have you mentioned, you say you're a home business development consultant, but do you run into them thinking it's another job? Do you ever run into that? Or
no, I not really if they
watch the video.
Yeah, a lot of times they'll ask me, well, what is this exactly?
Yeah.
And I go, that's an excellent question. And instead of me spending a bunch of time with you on the phone, it's almost like trying to give you a haircut over the phone. And so since we're not together in person, you know, again, I put together a website. It'll take you about 20 minutes to watch the videos and read a little bit about who we are and what we do and what's involved. And so that's what I'll share with them.
Okay, cool.
So because remember, we are nothing more than a messenger. We are not the message. We have tools. It's so easy and duplicatable. If you can invite somebody to a movie or tell somebody about a good restaurant, you can do this business. You just refer them to the tools that we have. Let that be the message. You're the messenger. I see so many people that they talk entirely too much.
Yeah.
And they talk themselves right out of somebody that could have been amazing.
Yeah.
And talk them out of giving them a chance to change their life.
Right.
So let the keep it short, to the point, and let the tools do the work for you.
Makes sense. And so, you know, I always like to hear specifics. And, you know, I've asked this, and I've interviewed different people in all kinds of different companies, you know, travel companies, all kinds of different things. And I love hearing specifics, because that's kind of where the meat is. I know that you have, you've designed what, like 17 comp plans, you said?
Compensation plans, yeah.
You've been in network marketing 24 years. You've designed 17 comp plans for different companies. You've been offered master distributorships multiple times in different companies. Worked with, who are some of the guys that you've worked pretty closely with? I know you mentioned a few different people.
Oh, man. Far as industry-wise?
Yeah.
Hector Lamarck, amazing guy. You know, he's earning close to, $500,000 a month now.
Yeah.
He was my mentor. Worked with him. I've worked with Randy Gage. I've worked with Jeff Olson. There's numerous people. I've been around so long that I've been fortunate enough where I've met a lot of the top people in the industry. And again, I have two ears and one mouth for a reason. So I let them do most of the talking so I can learn. Even, it's amazing. you can, people that have only been in the industry for a couple of years that are doing good, I won't even tell them that my experience. So I can, you know, they right. might say something that will trigger a thought in my head that I'll be able to take and apply. So the best teachers in the world are also the greatest students.
Absolutely. You know? And so based on all of your experience and what you've done, you decide to partner up with us at Numis. And so after being in, you've been in health and wellness, you've been in, a lot of different types of companies. How are you talking to people specifically about Numis? What does that pitch look like, if it is a pitch, or what do you say there? What do you say to people? Maybe I'd like to learn something too.
Yeah. When it comes to Numis, it depends who I'm talking to. If it's someone that has no background in network and marketing whatsoever, it's the approach where I sell myself to them, mm-hmm. you know, and I just tell them. And let's put it this way. Let's say you've been in the business for a while, or you're brand new. And I would say something like this is, when you're prospecting something, hey, listen, I'm working with a professional group right now, mm-hmm. and they're working on a very large project. And there's quite a bit of money involved for the right type of person, even for people with very little time to spare.
Nice.
You know, would you be interested in looking at something to earning additional income or a possible career change, if possible, if it made sense to you and the money was right?
Nice.
And that if you learn memorize that script right there.
I mean, that is fantastic. I don't know, I hope you guys are paying attention and maybe rewind this and write that down. Boy, that was fantastic, because what was fantastic about it is anybody could say that, mm-hmm. right? Whether they've sponsored one person or have never sponsored anybody. That's really powerful.
Yeah, even if you're a veteran in the industry, if you use that one, treat this. Here, let me share this with you. Imagine being an actor or an actress. Okay, mm-hmm. you just landed a major role for a major motion picture.
Sure.
You're going to make millions of dollars. Okay, and they give you a thing called a script. The actors internalize it. It becomes a part of them. You never go to the movies and see an actor run across the screen in front of you holding a piece of paper with their script on it.
Right.
They've memorized it.
Right, right.
And what I highly suggest is everybody go down and buy a $20 recorder, okay?
Yeah. Yep.
And if you go ahead and write down a script, go ahead and say it in the recorder, put passion into it, and play it back and hear how you sound.
Nice.
And you do it over and over again. Pretty soon you become where it's just natural to you. And that's what I was told when I first started in the industry, is I had a bunch of scripts. Oh, my goodness, I'll never learn all these. Oh, yeah, you will. I mean, it's not one-tenth of what an actor or actress has to learn
sure.
in one movie. Okay,
right.
Apply the time. And so I did that. I got my recorder. I'd practice on, you know, my friends and family and all that stuff,
right.
and I became good at it.
Nice.
And so that's what I highly suggest. But that one, the last one I just shared with you, it doesn't matter if you've been around the industry forever, you're just starting, because that's exactly what we're doing. You gave
me another thought when you said actors, and I kind of thought you were going to go this route, but I love the route that you took. You know, if you are a brand new actor, actress, and you just landed this blockbuster movie, well, when you talk to people, you're not going to say your credentials, you're going to use the credentials of the movie. Mm-hmm. And that's powerful, because I think a lot of people, they come in and they think, well, I haven't had any success. Well, if you just landed, you know, I don't know, Harry Potter or Batman or whatever, you're going to talk about all the millions that the company has made, that the movie has made, that the franchise has made, all the records that they've broken. You're going to talk everything about something not you. You're just a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's exactly like network marketing. You know, you don't have to say all the things that you've done. You can just leverage, hey, the company is doing this, they expanded here, they do this, well, that's powerful. So about back to Numis, what is there anything? Because right now we've been very generic, which is powerful, because anyone in any company could use this audio. In fact, at this point we definitely should be charging for this audio, I believe. what is there anything that you say specifically to either get someone to watch a video for Numis or whatever?
Yeah, well, specifically with Numis, I like the tools to do the work for me.
Sure.
And so, Because the more information you get from somebody, the more questions that can possibly be brought up.
Okay.
And so I try to eliminate as much as possible.
Gotcha.
And have them write their questions as they're watching the video.
Sure.
And then once they do, then I answer those questions. So,
because
a lot of people, again, I believe they say too much. And if they're very specific about what their company is and does, it'll instantly go and draw a question.
Cool.
You know, if you talk about Numis and, you know, we're in gold and silver. Oh, really? All of a sudden they're going to ask you about gold and silver. What kind? Oh, we're in, you know, the graded coins. Oh, really? You're going to create a conversation. While you're spending 10, 15 minutes talking about Numis, I'm going to go talk to three or four more people and get three or four more numbers.
That's powerful.
And it's a numbers game.
That's powerful.
So let the tools do the work.
That's awesome. You know, and it's funny you say that because, you know, having been with Numis for a couple of years now, a lot of times I think we almost abuse the uniqueness and say, well, hey, it's different. Okay, well, how's it different? And it's just like you're saying, it leads into this big conversation versus actually keeping it more generic is probably a smarter idea. Well, awesome. Derek, well, I definitely appreciate it. I know everyone on here appreciates you sharing all this knowledge. I mean, it's always awesome to sit down with a master and just let it roll. You don't know what's going to come up, and you've definitely brought up some amazing, amazing content and value. If someone's listening to this and they'd love to connect with you and perhaps ask you further questions or whatever, how can they connect with you?
Okay, let me end with this, everybody.
Sure, go ahead.
If you want to become successful with our company, I'm going to share with you exactly what you need to do right now in less than a minute, okay? First of all, you need to ask yourself why you're doing this and write that down so you can look at it and understand why you're doing it. And then make the decision that I got this from Ray last night. I've heard it before, but every time you hear it, it hits home. He had the attitude, you know what? I'm going to build an empire no matter who does it or not. It doesn't matter if I have people come in this business and quit. I'm going to do it, period.
Mm-hmm.
If you have that, you have to have that attitude, I must say, to become successful. Because you're going to get people that try it that aren't willing to put forth the effort to become successful, and they're not going to do it. It's just you accept it right now. My mindset is everybody I help start their own business, they can become successful.
They have the possibility.
Exactly.
Right.
That's my mindset. Everybody could become successful.
Right.
But my mindset also is they're probably going to quit, so I'm going to go out and replace them. Okay?
Wow.
And so if they do quit, it doesn't bother me. I've already accepted that.
Right.
Okay? So.
And not in a calloused way, in a, I want to help as many people that actually want to help themselves.
Exactly. Okay? Yeah. You're looking for people that are seeking you out. There's a lot of people that are just dying, waiting for, you know, something or trying to figure something out. And you come to them and offer them something like this, you're a God gift to them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you understand why you're doing this, commit to that why. Okay, and accept that not everybody's going to do it, and just go out and talk to as many people as possible and share this opportunity with, because that's all we're doing is we're just sharing something that can change their life. You know, what if I never would have took this opportunity or said no to the guy that introduced me to this industry?
Sure.
Or you, Ray?
Absolutely.
You know, it's been life-changing for you in the last 2 years. You're doing amazing things.
Yeah, thanks.
And you've helped so many people become successful. I mean, I know it gets you in your heart because you're a giver and you want to help people.
Yep.
And folks, if you do that and have a never quit attitude and seek people out that can help you, that you can learn from and learn how to master, because you can become a master of this and it doesn't take a whole lot. It's actually very easy,
mm-hmm.
you know, just some discipline. And there's no reason why in the next 12 months, there's no reason why you can't go out and earn $100,000 over the next 12 months working part time if you follow the system.
Awesome.
And we're here to help everybody.
Cool.
But you can get hold of me at Derek, D-E-R-I-C-K, at freedomisachoice.com. And our group is a Liberty Lifestyles group. And even if you're not on our team, I'll help you. And I'm here for everybody to seek me out. And I'll help them no matter, you know, what their situation is.
Awesome. Well, I definitely appreciate you, Derek, jumping on here. And I know a lot of people, regardless of what company that you're in, whatever you're focused on, I'm sure that you got massive value out of this audio, and appreciate you, my friend. So now let's jump off here and go have some fun.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Awesome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.